This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Oh, yeah. We'd like to welcome you back to the wreck of the Buick LeSabre.
And the wreck of and the Buick
the
horror LeSabre.
Of the,
what the right horror, what, the whatever it is. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our celebrating our 300 show right here on a Q Talk America Tuesday night. Kat Carlson,
hi.
Doug Wilkie, Marty Wire, that's Al Perkins. I'm Clayton McKee, and we are going through champagne as soon as Doug opens this.
Al, something's gone.
Somebody's
wrong.
Oh my God. Let the man do it.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Well, so far we've managed to insult most people that are listening,
especially us.
We've talked about 70s soft rock
and porn.
No, a true ballad.
Ballad, yes.
It is a ballad. True, because, you know, a ballad is a story song.
Oh, sure.
And that's a hell of a story.
Something about going down.
Had a hell of a day at sea, sir.
And now Al's going to try to make a whole segment out of two stories.
What the hell did you do to this, Doug?
I don't know.
Oh, hang on.
How did you break it?
Hold on, hold on. There we go.
There we go.
Now we got another bottle of whatever that is.
We're going to do a little compare contrast with two films of late. One that's getting a lot of buzz and one that is surprisingly getting no buzz, and I doth not understand it.
Okay.
I'm kind of at a loss as to why the one is not getting more mentioned.
Right.
The first one we'll talk about is A Star Hath Been Born, or Star Is Born.
No spoilers, though, because I haven't seen it.
I've
only listened to the soundtrack, and I'm obsessed.
Spoiler.
And it's beautiful.
It's the fourth time this movie's been made, so if you're not aware of how
I know the story, but
yeah,
for fuck's sake.
So there's really no spoilers.
Can we just sing the songs for a little bit?
They're different.
So I haven't heard the soundtrack yet.
Yeah, there's like one difference.
Does she Judy Garland her way through the movie?
There is a nice homage to Judy Garland in the beginning, and it only really works if you know the actual first verse to Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Mm.
If you don't know the first verse, then you won't know that's the song she's singing.
You need to look it up, people. Figure it out.
Do your homework. So it's lovely, and heaven opens a rainbow doorway. It's a charming first verse to that song.
Actually, I'll find it. We'll play it.
Yeah, we'll play a little bit of it. Find it by Barbara, though.
I'm back online.
Oh, by Barbara?
Yeah, from Barbara. It's on the One Voice album. She does it live from her backyard. I think that's the name of the concert. Live from my backyard.
Live from the Baja.
Yeah, because it really was in her backyard. So...
The One Voice 86 concert?
Yeah, One Voice 86 concert. So she opens...
Thank you, that's what I said.
She sings that. Well, I don't listen.
Thanks for that confirmation.
Oh, blow it out your Baja.
Just going to offer that up.
God.
Not a big listener. So I do have to say, for a movie... Like, we're on our fourth time at this movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's not what they're making it out to be. It's a solid story because it's a tale as old as time.
Sure.
That's what
sure,
I read.
Sure.
I talked about this when you were gone.
Yeah.
I saw this article about this. They said that is a perfect story arc.
Yeah, it's a story arc that you're very familiar with. Bradley Cooper is given a lot more to do.
Doesn't he direct it? And he does a bunch of other shit.
But it's written by him for his point of view. It's kind of a vanity project for him where co-wrote, co-produced, directs.
I was impressed with him, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No fault to him, except for when it comes time to,
don't worry about it.
When it comes time to, like, advance her character, you just keep getting left. Like, they get to an interesting idea. There's a part where they go on SNL.
Right.
And there's a chance for a comment there that there's a reaction to it, but then no one says anything. You know, like... There's a chance to, like, make a comment about, like, a career trajectory, what's going on, and it just kind of lays there.
Mm-hmm.
The old theme of the manager being the one that pushes the drugs and the alcohol to keep supporting that. Now the manager's given, like, a kind of a different evil role, and maybe there's something to say about that, but that character just kind of lays there, too. Like, anytime that something interesting comes up, they just don't follow through with it.
Okay.
They just stay on the track of A Star Is Born, Part 4. This time it's personal.
Okay.
Electric Boogaloo.
And it is Electric Boogaloo.
By the way, that movie was on 2 weeks ago on TCM. I watched. No, I'm not even kidding.
You're talking about the original.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
that's
I
awesome.
Wanted to tell you that, and I forgot.
Electric Boogaloo or was Star
on,
is Born?
Yeah. No, oh, Electric Boogaloo was on TCM.
I thought you meant Star is Born.
No, that's on all the time.
They played
on.
Oh, yeah.
But what is Electric Boogaloo?
They
that's
did.
Like, what's the movie, though?
Breaking.
They played Electric Boogaloo.
Okay, are you ready for this? They played them in a row.
Shut up.
Friday night, they do a crazy late night Friday and late night Saturday's horror and late night Friday is like a craziness.
We just got a glimpse into your personal life on a Friday.
I love TCM. Every night of my life for the last 3 months. Don't ever teach school.
Grade those papers.
Yeah, exactly. Grade 9,000 papers and then watch TCM.
And you know that paper's bad and you're like, but, you know what? I'm going to watch Electric
exactly.
Boogaloo.
Exactly.
Right.
But you know, Al, I was laughing so hard. As I thought, I should have let you know that. And of course, I forgot. But I thought it is actually on TCM.
Turner cult movies.
Yes.
Because you can't call it. That will never be a classic.
No. Just the fact that they.
I thought maybe you had a laser disc.
Yeah. I was watching on my laser discs.
I still have them. So what I will say on a positive note for the movie.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Clayton.
On a positive note, she is supremely talented. Yes, like, there is no getting around her talent. She is a phenomenal singer.
Can she act?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She's
getting good reviews, but I just don't like her.
She does a fine job with it. And the only thing she's ever been in is American Horror
which
Story.
Which was horrible.
Which was a mismatch. And this, again, is... Now you're like, okay, you can obviously
good vehicle for her.
Act. Now we need to see her in something that really showcases her.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, she has a good moment with the Edith Piaf. She does Ma Vie en Rose in French. She does a Edith Piaf. Her friend is what's his butt from Hamilton. It's Lawrence.
Yeah, he's a doll.
It's
a doll.
And I can't think of his name. Yeah, his name's not coming to me. But Lawrence Phillip, in Hamilton, he's got a big sunny smile, but no one seems to know what to do with his talent on screen. The manager, it's a good role. It's just they just forget to finish the thought. Like, so, and Harrison said, she's like, I wish somebody else would have directed that. Like, I could feel him.
Okay.
I could feel he was busy working on something else when he should have been fixing the little problems in this movie. So, but she is
ready. Anthony Ramos.
Yeah, Anthony Ramos. She is ready and set to be in a terrific vehicle for her. Like, she's got all the abilities.
What happened to Andrew Dice Clay's eye?
Okay, first off, Andrew Dice Clay, as I spent the entire movie going, like, who is that actor?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how do I know him?
Yeah.
What a complete
change.
He's an elderly, white-haired man playing Lady Gaga's father.
Right.
He was in Woody Allen used him.
Is he popping his head like doing he's, this all
no,
the time?
No.
No,
I mean,
looks like he's aged 40 years since Blue Jasmine.
And his eye like just kind of goes down that way.
It fell
like,
out.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Like it was I was like, did he get hit? Was this something for the role? Is it because it literally is
maybe he was reading his lines.
He might have been. He might have been.
Yeah. And when his name came across the screen, I was like, was he the driver? Like who in that movie?
Sure.
Like I couldn't figure out who in the cast was him. I had to go home and IMDb.
Oh, the minute that I saw him, I went, "That's Andrew Dice Clay."
I could not place it. He looks because he was just Blue Jasmine 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he looks like the dad of that man that starred in Blue Jasmine. Okay. Like so old.
Yeah, he
Holy
really did.
Shit.
I agree. And the Orange is the New Black guy was one of his best friends. The psychologist.
Yeah, the psychologist. I can't think of his name.
Therapist
starts with a B.
Guy.
Yes, there's the B.
The one with the Russian lady.
In case she didn't know what a B was, I thought it goes like this. It goes like that.
Lowercase goes
so
like that.
So then the movie that's not getting any buzz that I thought was like 100 times better
and
was
he messaged me directly.
Was who?
You.
Oh, yeah. A Simple Favor. I would have happily just given my money.
That's the second time I've heard that.
Say that again.
A Simple Favor. I would have happily paid my money and watched it again. Anna Kendrick. And Blake Lively. Okay.
Did you see it? There was
my future
ex-wife,
Anna Kendrick.
Yeah,
of course.
Just for time wise, because I was going to see Halloween.
I can walk to it from school.
Yeah.
So I thought I'll already be there. I'll just tiptoe over there and watch that movie.
Just sneak across while the kids are studying.
Yeah.
And I know that the advertising is a little off because it's because it's Paul Feig. I'm not sure.
Oh, I didn't
his name,
know
name.
That. I love his films.
Yeah, but he's a comedic director, so they have to sell it as this is not a comedy. Like, they have to make sure that if they use his name, he did Bridesmaids, Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I like his films a
lot. I can't think of what the other movie recently he did was. But, So he's done these big, broad comedies. Well, now he's being charged with... It's very Alfred Hitchcock, but not what you're thinking about Alfred Hitchcock. Like, or film noir. I read a lovely review of the movie after I saw it that talked about you forget the humor in film noir movies. Like, you forget when, when you're watching Mildred Pierce, you forget how funny Eve Arden is.
Yeah. Right.
When you're watching Rear Window, you forget how funny Thelma Ritter is.
They need it to cut the...
Yeah, to cut the tension, and there's always some wise cracking. Mm-hmm. Well, in this particular role, Anna Kendrick, it gets to be Thelma Ritter, Eve Arden, and James
Stewart. That feels like exactly her genre. That feels like everything
like
that I love about
it's perfect casting, right?
It's absolutely perfect. And Blake Lively has never, ever, 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 ever been better. She gets... juicy lines, scene-stealing moments, and they've costumed her like she's Grace Kelly in Alfred Hitchcock movies. Like, every costume she sits down in, you're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, you just threw that on, but she works for a designer, so it's very...
makes sense.
It makes sense that she would have these clothes. But there's one scene where she is just... because there's that ridiculous dress that Grace Kelly wears in Rear Window that's just ridiculous.
But she's got so beautiful.
Evening-length gowns, and I'm like, where were you on your way to?
It's in the middle of the afternoon.
Stopped by in this gown.
It's 4 o'clock in the
afternoon. It's some great nods to Alfred Hitchcock, but that humor that you forget is, except for Psycho and the birds that don't have a lot of humor, but like The Trouble with Harry was the one that I really thought of, the Alfred Hitchcock movie.
That's actually listed as a comedy.
Dark and twisted, but it's a laugh out loud, very, very funny movie.
I can't wait to see this.
Mm-hmm. And...
and, okay, I need to ask you this. Can Blake Lively act?
Yes.
Because I was convinced that she was running neck and neck with... who's the one we hate from Twilight?
Oh, yeah.
The most boring person in the world.
No, that's January Jones, but she's a close second.
No, the other one. Twilight.
Yeah, I know, but that's,
what the fuck
I think
is her
January
name,
Jones is
but
the most boring
But I need
person.
To know her name.
Stand by.
Kristen Stewart.
Yes.
Kristen Stewart. Kristen Stewart. So Blake Lively was my candidate for a tie for most boring person in the world.
Interesting. 0 degrees of everything. Anna Kendrick also in that.
Very nice.
Oh, it's a
interesting. Very nice.
But then, but she has.
So she's
Kristen
good in this.
Kristen Stewart has a couple because she's in Panic Room, like she's the little kid in Panic Room and really good. And then she's in
Don't tell me you don't start
Twilight
liking
was
her
awful,
now.
Awful.
No, wait. But she has her moments.
But you can't judge everyone
because now they're making her this art house act. Well, that's true.
You cannot label everyone with the awful things that were Twilight. Like, the books were awful, but I read every single fucking one of them. The movies were awful, but you've seen fucking at least two of them.
Yes.
And I'm going to get... I'll tell you
I got through two of
you
them.
Give her 5 minutes, and she will pull all of this back, and Demi Lovato will be involved in
it. Yes, exactly. That's coming.
That's a good call. Yay. Such a good point.
We're going to make that happen.
Okay. She just has two movies
she's
in a row.
Shop whatever. Getting rave reviews.
Wait a minute. Personal shopper.
I watched her.
Personal shopper.
The other one, she got great reviews, which was The Clouds of Sils Maria, which because I love Juliette Binoche, and I watched it. Still wasn't convinced. I still don't think Kristen, I don't think she can act, and she bores me to tears.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. They're filming a new Charlie's Angels featuring Kristen Stewart.
No, because we need another remake of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, we do.
I'm not mad about that.
We needed if Demi Lovato's in it.
Oh.
Then we need
Anna
Kat
Kendrick.
Carlson
with Anna Kendrick.
Oh, can we put Anne Hathaway in there?
Yes, we can.
Then I will go see it.
Yeah.
So I will let you.
Sorry, Al.
So is this what you were looking at and couldn't figure out that was Andrew Dice Clay?
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's just an old man.
Except you'd have to see him without the glasses.
Until he opens his damn douchebag mouth.
And he doesn't in this movie.
Oh, see,
yeah, but that's
go.
The thing. He doesn't sound like.
But does he smoke cigarettes doing this?
No. And he doesn't sound like Andrew Dice Clay.
And well, that was a character.
There was also a little. Yes, there was also a little tonal change. Very Ryan. Ryan.
Reynolds.
Reynolds.
No, American Horror Story.
Murphy.
Ryan Murphy. Okay. We're like there was a little thread. There was a little thread of. Her self-doubt comes from him.
Okay.
And then that fell and died. Like, every interesting thing that came up, what happened to that story? Like, now they're best friends? Like, a second ago, he was just kind of demeaning her in front of his friends.
Right. There's another shot of him with her in the movie, right?
That's just an old man.
Oh, that's a very old man.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he starred and directed. Did he make that mistake of making the movie all about him and just forgot all of her storylines?
Kind of, because he's very good at it. He comes across, wash your fucking hair, but he comes across as very good.
Oh, you're so right. And then it's like, Seidel and I were talking about that. Like, we're like, that whole greasy. And I couldn't tell if he was trying to go for Sling Blade.
Some people call it fried
potatoes.
Or, you know, the, you mean a really big fat girl? You know, whatever from Silence of the Lambs. It was like they had a baby.
Someone.
And he started singing.
Was she a big fat person?
Roomy.
Was she one of them real big fat people?
Roomy in the hips. So. When the credits rolled and it said dialect coach, I honestly asked, was somebody trying to teach Bradley Cooper how to talk like Sam Elliott?
Oh, right.
Because I felt like...
He lowered his voice.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week.
No, but even the singing, whatever, but I mean, it, just him talking.
Yeah.
When you said that, I was like, I totally saw that.
Yeah.
I heard that, I mean.
Yeah, the dialect coach, I was like, to talk like Sam Elliott? Who's also so old.
Just reading
oh, my God.
What has happened?
Like, so, ridiculous.
I mean, I know Lifeguard is 39 years ago, but still.
No,
I want to ask
difficult.
A question. Because we said that, because you weren't here last week.
Nothing.
And I was your stand-in. And we brought up a little bit about the Bradley Cooper.
We did a hatchet job on entertainment is what we did.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
Hacked at it. We talked about shit we didn't know about.
We didn't know what the fuck we were talking about.
Get to the point. What are we talking about?
We said Clinton and I looked the same. We were like this.
So
we told everybody you love the Roseanne series.
Oh yeah. And we told them how much you love Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Oh. So we got that out of the way.
That was your favorite show.
Okay.
Funny shit.
But remember, we wanted to ask this because there was breaking news while you were
going on balloon ascensions.
Balloonapalooza.
Ascensions. Wow, we're using
trains,
big words.
Trains, balloons,
well,
and
there was a Jesus.
Balloon ascensions, and there was a Jesus
balloon. Balloon ascensions.
That Rosie O'Donnell wants to make Funny Girl with Lady
Gaga on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Which I immediately said, no, Al is going to absolutely hate this idea. But now I want to know what you think.
That'd be a great vehicle for her. What do you do with, you know?
I told you, we're going
together.
I thought
you said.
When it happens, we're buying the tickets.
Oh, no, I'm going, but I thought you said
after
that was
this.
Such a Herculean vocal show.
It is.
I've heard you say this for years.
It is.
So now I'm just wondering, like, really?
I bet Lady Gaga? I bet she can't.
I think she could. It's how do you tackle that second act? They failed every time. And now Lauren Melrose, the one that's in My Fair Lady now, they tried to do Funny Girl with her a couple of years ago. They tried to bring her to Broadway.
Lauren Ambrose.
Oh, Lauren
They
Ambrose.
Tried to do a regional tour with her and bring her to Broadway with it, but she couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And now that I've heard her sing My Fair Lady, like a beautiful operatic voice can get through that score, but everybody else has songs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if you've seen the movie... They stretch it out a little bit, and they've cut, like, four songs from... There's four songs missing from that movie. The second act of Funny Girl is showstopper, 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 showstopper.
So you run
out
of gas. No one can do it.
Yeah, you run out of gas super fast.
So you're saying she won't.
I don't think anybody can, and the one thing they might do is they might get rid of the
I was right.
One they would... But it's just a... They would have already done it with Idina Menzel. If they could have done it, they would have done it with Idina Menzel when she was hot. They would have done it with Lea Michele when she was hot. It's sitting out there. No one's holding tight on that property or anything. Right. Everybody wants to make money. Ray Stark's family's still alive to make money off his mother-in-law's story. But do you do the movie and get rid of all the second act songs? Because they're cut from the movie.
Right.
And then they replaced two of the songs with the torch song that Fanny Brice actually sang, My Man, you know, whatever My Man is, is, to the, you know.
I love him so.
Oh, My Man, I love him so, never know. So that they couldn't get the rights to that, so they wrote her a song to replace it that's a beautiful song in the musical, but also the 11 o'clock number comes after you sang it, 8:30, 8:45, 9, 9:15, 9:30. Yeah. Like that 11 o'clock number, she's just sweating in the wings.
Yeah.
It's never been remounted. It's never been revived. There's never been a convincing revival of that. So while I think it would be a great vehicle for her, you have to, like, how are you going to handle that second act? Mm-hmm. What?
Okay.
We're going to find out because we're going to go see it.
Because you got to find a 22-year-old. You got to find someone. Barbara was like 19, 20 years old.
Yeah.
All that stamina, all that youth, didn't know better. Went on for a year and a half without ever, never missed a performance, played it in London, and then no one else did it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's the point. Yeah.
So,
okay.
But I encourage anyone to try. And one of the local theaters did it. One of the local theater groups did Funny Girl, and they really thought they had, I can't remember who it was, which group it was, but they really thought they had shipped somebody in. They were so proud of the fact, and I'm like, are you doing the second act intact? And they were like, oh, yes, this girl's incredible. She's going to do it. We went and saw it. I'm like, you know, there's 5 songs missing now. Like, you took even another song out of the second act.
Right.
And they were like, oh, yeah, we did one rehearsal. And we're like, nuh-uh.
That's not happening.
We'll just have to play a record and have her lip sync for an hour because that's tiring.
Always an option.
Yeah.
Always an option.
And that's what the movie, the complaint is, it's just her. Because the only other song is If a Girl Isn't Pretty. They get rid of everyone's songs but hers. So it's like, that's a Barbara movie. So I know way too much about Funny Girl.
Yes, you do.
We like it.
We like it
a lot.
But that's why last week we were all in distress.
But can you imagine it was written for Anne Bancroft? And Anne Bancroft did like 6 weeks of rehearsal and was like, oh, are you high? Yeah, it was written for Anne Bancroft.
Fuck Denver.
Are you high, Clary?
Someday I'll have to see that.
Doesn't exist. There is no recording of Funny Girl on stage. There's only like the audio, but you'll never be able to see a performance of Funny Girl within second act. It's never been filmed.
Oh.
There is no...
Well, whose fucking idea was that?
I know.
To do that?
That's what you're hoping someone like the camera.
Because
it? No, it was 1964, 65, same year.
They didn't
year
film
as
everything like they do now. Like, everything is filmed now.
Oh.
Yeah.
What this I wouldn't give down.
Can you imagine the size of the camera that would have to come through the door to film that?
it's my brother.
It's in my purse. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to need another.
Nice hump.
Hey, now.
I'm coming to watch the movie.
So I don't talk too long.
Right.
So that's entertainment. Simple favor, a simple favor. It's not a horror. It's absolutely not a horror movie. It is not
like
a horror movie.
Suspenseful dark comedy is what I heard.
Absolutely. It's a nice adult suspense movie, not a horror movie in any way, shape, or form. Do not buy into the hype that this is a horror movie at all. They just have to sell it darker because of the director who does comedies, that they have to keep saying the dark side of Paul Feig. I don't know how you say his name.
Feig-fo-fum.
Yeah.
Feig-fo-fum.
But there, I mean, I got genuine laugh out loud moments out of this movie that I was like appalled that they pulled a laugh out of this movie. Just twists and turns, and it was delightful. Popcorn movie. I'll be watching it every time I'm on vacation.
I can't wait to see it.
Oh, nice. It's like a Sandra Bullock movie for you then.
It is.
There you go.
It belongs in the Sandy Bullock genre.
Sandy Bullock. Yes.
You can't go wrong with Sandy.
No, you cannot.
You can't. Premonition, I'll back that movie anytime you need.
So when you
Practical
were talking
Magic,
about
Blindside,
Idina
I don't give
Menzel,
a shit.
I was remembering John Travolta, Adele Hazeem.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And now, because I've had too much champagne, I saw something on some comedy show this week, but a TV show, and I can't remember what
that
it was.
They said she sings the hits. I think it was SNL.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
And they brought out a character.
And they brought it named Adele Hazeem.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now I will be able to sleep tonight because I could not remember that.
And my final selling point, because I forgot, a simple favor, because I meant to look him up and I couldn't remember what I was looking up. The actor that's in Crazy Rich Asians and is such a delight.
Hottie?
His name is Henry someone or other. Let's look him up.
Oh, he was on James Corden the other night.
Yes.
Oh.
I feel like his name
is balls full.
Like a lady over there, Henry Golding.
I got to get his name right. Henry Golding. Let me send you a picture.
Uh-huh. Oh my God, we're passing around the
He
presents.
Is one handsome fella.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Oops. Oh my goodness. In two solid movies in a row. My two favorite movies of the year so far both star him. Crazy Rich Asians and A Simple Favor. Like my besides Searching is a close tie for second or third.
Well, those appear to be his only two acting credits. So good job.
Yeah. No, and he's
off to a good start.
He is a star, and they said that Crazy Rich Asians was his first time acting and they said he was so natural at it. And it comes across. Like, I was like, how have I not found this fella before? Because no one else has either.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then when he strolled casually in all his good-lookingness, strolled casually across the street, I'm like, That's that crazy rich Asian.
That's him.
And it wasn't racist, because that's what they
And you weren't
was.
Being exactly. racist.
No, I was being fine. Not.
It's this guy.
Yeah.
Handsome fella.
Hello.
That's not really... Yeah, because he's like 6 foot something, and they get his shirt off so quickly, it's like he's Brad Pitt.
He could be a James Bond.
Apparently I have other pictures to look for now.
What? Yes. And he's got a British accent.
Asian James he's Bond.
Right, because he was from Malaysia, moved as a youngster to Britain.
Yeah.
There was because he just told the story on...
Yeah, he's like half British, half
and he,
Singapese.
Like
I don't know
he
what
talks
the word is.
About his wife. And
his father is
so,
English, his brother's
so
Malaysian.
Sweet, talking about his wife and just
he's married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was hoping to have him in my Baja.
Just letting you know that. Mm-hmm.
Drive your car on lock and park in my garage sometime.
Get out
my
of my
garage.
Baja.
You can park your car in my garage.
Well, you know kids these days. Nothing's out of the question.
Nothing's out of the question. Oh. But I mean, seriously, the first 5 minutes into Crazy Rich Asians, I'm like, oh, I think Asian guys are hot.
Oh, yeah, that one is.
I made a blanket statement and included all of them in it.
Yes, you're
well,
sure.
So now we like Asians. 300 episodes
There's
later.
Yeah.
Oh, now no. we like
We've
Asians.
Always liked
We've always liked
I've always been on board. Them. It's these two that drive
are you
them away.
Wait a minute.
Week after week,
I'm stroking
them
in with this hand.
Why you
got to
be so mean? Why you be so mean?
Why you got no girlfriend?
Why you got no girlfriend?
And we're back.
Yeah, there you have
See? I stroke them in with this hand. They swat them away with this one.
And now we're just in a rowboat with one oar.
Just going around in a circle.
It's always going to be a small oar. Don't
Honestly,
worry about
sorry,
it.
I can't even see the Speedo. All right.
Is he available in a Speedo?
No, I'm not sure. No,
let's hope so.
It's a whole different story.
I heard there was thoughtful vulgarity.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Are we doing anything with the two?
No.
The two? What do you call it? Two things?
No, I was just going to yell about
you
call
that thing
what
you
is
do?
It?
The two.
Sometimes
I stutter. Shut up.
Six.
No, let's hang on. Hang
more
on.
Seven,
hang
four
on.
More than seven. Two, four, seven. Two, four, seven. Two.
Definitely two. Definitely a two.
Six.
All right, hey, now listen, calm down. Let's get to this.
Hey. We are masturbating with a cast
of friends. I like how you got all y'all serious. Hey.
What? Hang on, listen, just...
Trumble, and the raindrops tumble all around.
I think we're going to get busted.
Heaven opens a magic lane.
Oh, she's lovely. All right. So Google Over the Rainbow Streisand and listen to the whole thing yourself, because otherwise we'll get slammed for it.
Because like most songs from that era, they always cut the verse and went right to the chorus.
Yeah.
And
which is why I know the chorus
lovely,
of every song.
It's a lovely, lovely verse.
I'm sure it is. It's lovely, and we're going to do this.
And now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck. I haven't heard that in a while. It's charming.
Oh, it was so good last week.
Who does that voiceover?
Yeah.
Who does that voiceover?
Some Asian guy.
Well, he sounds delightful. Yeah.
You gotta see him with his shirt off.
I just don't want to see him in a Speedo.
You
gotta
see him in a swimsuit.
He sounds gay and awfully drunk is how he sounds.
He's out there as D-E-F.
Hold on. Not awfully drunk.
Well... Actually,
just
fucked up drunk.
Just the right amount.
Just the right amount.
Okay, a very serious question.
Oh
on
my
the
God!
Uber
really, a serious question. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you need a nail for that cross? You're gonna put them in your mouth while you shimmy up there.
Get off the cross.
I didn't get any nicer when I reverted back to a 14-year-old on a balloon field.
I saw a meme yesterday that it's one of those things where it shows like Jesus sitting on a stone talking to people, and he's like, "The cross? You think I like the cross?" Made me laugh.
Okay, so on a serious thing, is there a danger, a worry about Uber Lyfts? No, I'm very serious.
I understand
this. Is there something from a female point of view, from a single rider point of view, from a time of night point of view about getting into a stranger's car that I should be aware of? That, like, there's a... Like, that may not be a, like, what are your thoughts? I won't put any thoughts in your head, but Kat Carlson, Sarah, well, no, Marty sure. Ryder, why should we change now at show 301?
Did we get my name wrong? I think we got my name wrong.
Marmy?
Berta?
Not today, Satan. Not
Marmy, tonight, you have the floor. The chair recognizes.
Not today,
Marmy.
Satan.
Oh my God.
Hey, Marmy.
How many shirts do you have on? How many messages are you sneaking into this goddamn room?
Her boob. I had this off the whole time before.
Okay, because I can tell what you're wearing by the way you're wearing it. Like, what the fuck?
Wow. The chair recognizes Marmy, the senator.
Marmy.
The senator from Minnesota.
We'd like to
offer credit.
We're
going to
yield to you.
It will cost you one lutefisk.
We're going to yield our time to Marmy.
I'm reclaiming my
time. Will the
right
senator
here.
Answer the question?
Just answer
remember,
the question.
And remember,
yes or no.
Just you, answer the question, Claire.
And you are under oath.
Senator Marmy.
I don't like that at all.
Senator Marmy.
That's margarine to you.
I do enjoy your full
I
name
do
more.
I like that more, yes. Me too.
Your Christian name.
Me as well. Christian name. Yes. My baptismal name.
It's so oh, now synonym. There we go. God damn
anyway.
Oh, this is from New Mexico.
Yes, it
I
is.
I would say no.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think that back in the day when there was a whole lot of this going on for me.
Okay.
That, yeah.
She's pointing at a glass of liquor to those.
Well, to getting into a car, a stranger's car, I don't care, male, female, whatever, you're that fucking hammered. That's what they're there for. But is that, could that be dangerous? I think so.
Was Bill Cosby ever your driver?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
maybe not.
If I roofied myself,
time,
does it still count?
Right, right.
Does the roofie still work?
If I had that in Jell-O.
Never used.
If it's my finger in the Baja.
If the roofie was in the Jell-O.
Aaron's still listening.
No, but I really do. I think that that's a definite issue. But wasn't it the same issue in a cab or a taxi before Lyft
or anywhere?
Or right. Anywhere,
and
right.
I bring this up because, like, my family and I always said it was because they were from a small town that mm-hmm. really, like, no one took cabs. Like, they're just unheard of.
Right, right, right.
Like, a taxi cab was some kind of bizarre situation where you were absolutely friendless.
And you're in the city.
Yeah, and there was, like, there was, like, so many things had gone not your way that you had to call whatever this mysterious cab business was.
Right.
So I
that?
Always thought it was, oh, so urbane. Mm-hmm. Like, I take taxi.
Fine.
Is saying taxi cab kind of like saying an ATM machine?
No.
Oh. Or a hot water heater?
Because I think the full name is taxi cab.
Oh. Or Yahoo.com.
Yeah, we've just broken it up into two words. I think it's called a taxi cab.
Oh.
You know, I think we've broken it up.
Because I think the taxi part is the verb and the cab is the noun. So it's a cab that taxis.
Oh yeah, okay, that makes sense. Even if it's made up, that makes sense. So you know what I mean. But
most of my facts are made up.
But is the other
nice
thing
job,
that there was a fear of taxi drivers back in the time?
Sure.
That there was a fear of getting into a taxi cab.
Only if
where
it was Robert De Niro.
Right, right. But is that fear continuing?
The whole change is back in the day. Let's see. What is even as recent as 5 years ago plus. Mm-hmm. You get in a cab and you didn't know where the fuck you were going. There was no tracking. There was nothing. Now you've got a phone. You got it with an app. They know who it is. They know where the car is.
But
so there's multiple things. I'm not saying it's fail-proof.
No, no, no. What I'm saying is that there are people that, if I'm understanding correctly, that have cars that they pull up and they might have like a little marker or a little something on there to make you think it's your Uber.
Right.
And you're getting in. That's
why the app has the license plate number.
I'm with you. But if you're either
hammered.
Someone not paying attention or you're hammered or whatever. And
we're not all
like,
and we're not all
there?
Savvy enough to be like, does this check out?
I need to say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because the app gives you all that information.
I also think that even while all that's true, all the tracking of your phone and the Uber, whatever, we know... I think Kat will agree with me. We know statistically that
you don't know me.
drunk sexual assault victims have very low reporting, so they're not going to care that my phone will tell me or whatever. They're just not going to report it.
Yeah. And there's some people that are using their phone, but they don't. no one's using all the things that your phone can do, you know?
I figured out the calendar.
I think it is a concern. I'm going to... Yeah. I think it's a concern not... Okay, I think it... I don't think getting into just the strange Uber driver thing is a... I think it's an issue for, like, in Scottsdale nightclub,
right,
exiting,
right?
Right.
That's
what
I
think
like
is an
the
issue.
Drinking part of it,
but
yes,
I would totally argue that there are police officers who sexually assault drunk people
right,
that they
right,
pull
right,
over.
Right.
So there's that too. I mean, there's that issue.
I think it's a matter. Not, that's why I'm saying if you get into the vehicle, whatever it is, for the safety of getting home, as long as you're aware of your surroundings, just like anywhere.
Yeah.
Can something bad still happen? Yeah. Absolutely.
I think in general it's probably
safe. But it can also happen if you choose to walk home from the bar.
Absolutely. Sure, absolutely. Yep. That's exactly right.
I think the moral of the story is quit fucking getting wasted.
Yeah. Well, we may have found a new.
But just pay attention to your surroundings. I think
right. But
really,
I would say, I think like, what Kat, right, is
have
that.
Have friends know where you are. Or have, like.
But also, I think I know where we're going is that being wasted doesn't mean people can sexually assault you.
That's not at all where I was going. Okay. That's definitely true. Please keep that in mind.
Yeah. Just because they're drunk doesn't mean you get to sexually assault them.
Right.
There's a gender issue in this too. And so like the Twitter's been full of this as of late because of the Kavanaugh thing, whatever. Women think about this all the time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You're right.
Don't walk through the parking lot on your phone. Keep your keys in your hands so you can use them as a weapon.
Have you heard the song?
Don't jog at night.
I'm sure I have.
No.
Things are hard for men.
Yeah.
Don't go for a run at night.
Right. Don't run at night. Don't wear your headphones while you're running. Don't wear a ponytail while you're running.
Mm-hmm. Don't wear your earphones on the light rail.
The list of things that women think about on a daily basis automatically to try and protect themselves from assault is enormous. Mm-hmm. The list of things that most men think about to protect themselves from assault is non-existent.
Exactly.
So whether it's a cab, whether it's walking down the street, whether it's walking from here to my fucking car.
Yeah. Right.
Like, the risk is there, and the risk is always kind of in the back of your mind.
Be aware of your surroundings.
Right.
And
hyper-vigilant.
And it's not urban legend because we all know someone who's been attacked in one of these ways.
Right.
Sure. Like, personally, first degree, know someone who was attacked in a parking lot. I personally, first degree, know someone who was attacked minding their own business in a park, who was groped in a grocery store, who was, you know what I mean? Like, all of these things.
That's true.
Know someone who was personally, firsthand assaulted in some way.
Or harassed.
So there's a big gender gap still. Like, anytime it's me and a man I don't know, there's a risk, and I think about it.
Yeah.
I get into an Uber. I'm alone at the bar. Anyway, I'm at the fucking Circle K.
Yeah. You walk out into the parking lot and it's dark.
In broad daylight, you're in a bank.
You're right.
Yep. Anytime that it's me and a man I don't know and nobody else, there's a big risk. Like, there's a big, like, in my brain.
By the way, when are they going to fix the lights in your parking lot that are right in front of your bar?
I don't know.
Oh, because it bothers me, actually, just as a customer, because there's construction going on, obviously, in that whole complex. But there's a lot of little dark corners and all that going on. But the lights that are right in front of your parking lot are currently not on. I figure at some point,
and some of it's construction,
right?
Yeah.
Based.
But
I make sure because we had a big debate because Jeffrey wanted there's bars that light up the very front windows of the bar, or there's lights, you know, can lights that shine down right in the doorway.
But then you can't see out.
No. Seeing out is fine. I can see everywhere. The issue was that he thought it was too bright. And I said, absolutely fucking not. I'm not going to have people walking up to my dark front door. Turn the fucking lights on.
Yeah.
It's not that bright. People are not going to leave because, the front door is all nicely lit up and it looks welcoming. No, fuck that. Like, dark corners are bad news.
Yeah.
You know, we especially are welcoming, like, a young, diverse crowd. Mm-hmm. I want all of the women to feel just as safe as all of the men do.
Right.
And maybe when the parking lot lights are fully all done when they redo it, maybe you can bring that down a little.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying because then everything out there, it'll all be lit up.
Right. Because
right now, you go past your wall and it's dark.
Yeah, you hit a wall of dark. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and there's also something about...
Here's a question. What should you get into the car? Would it be different if you're getting into the car of a female Uber driver?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. So maybe that, which I appreciate your perspective on that, and I agree. I use that in my classroom, by the way.
Sure.
Ask people to raise their hand if they've ever known someone who's been sexually harassed, or assaulted, and mm-hmm. every single hand in the room.
Everyone
goes up
knows someone.
Every single time.
Well, and
it's an epidemic. But so I wonder if your question should be or is more about the gender dynamic, right? So if I get in a car, and I don't have those fears. Interestingly, even as a gay man, I don't have those mm-hmm. fears that you have.
Sure.
Like when you're talking about when you're alone, I don't have that. Like
right.
when I'm alone and there's another man, I'm like, who gives a shit? There's another guy. I'm not afraid.
But a group of guys and me.
Well, gay bashing, that mm-hmm. factors in. But yeah, I would say that doesn't even rise to the level of what you're talking about.
No, yeah.
I'm so glad that Kat brought this up because this is so true. It's a point I'm illustrating all the time is that the constant threshold of women, you said it beautifully, just any time I'm alone and there's another man, I'm thinking about it's
yeah.
a thought.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
it doesn't last very long, and I'm a tough wrong. Bitch who can take care of herself.
Did you see? Sorry, right. the amazing meme on Facebook that some woman posted that said, "Please, ladies, please list all the things you would do if every man on planet Earth had a 9 o'clock curfew." And it is seriously,
right.
it's
yeah,
amazing. And women
that.
Were like, yeah. I would go running. I would go have
I'd
a drink.
A walk,
I would go. Yeah. Oh, and some were like, yeah, I'd just go get fucking drunk in a bar. Right. Nothing noble. Like, just I'll go somewhere run. Someone's like, just sit outside and stare at the stars. I know that I'm not going to be raped. Mm-hmm. And so that is, thank you for mentioning that, yeah, by the way, because that's the perspective we need to have. Is it's a constant ongoing thing that every woman has thought about, even the fucking Kavanaugh mm-hmm. supporters that don't admit it.
Yeah,
those really. Crazy lunatics
and not have
are still
about,
thinking about it.
Thinks about all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
All the
yeah.
time. I walk all out the of the bar, and until recently, my key thing stopped working. Mm-hmm. But even when I walk out with people, I open every door in my car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because there's that thing in the back yeah. of my brain going, oh, who's hiding
somebody
in the back seat?
Back
oh,
right, right, right.
So, can I just share this with you?
I won't get into a car that the lights don't come on.
Mm-hmm. No.
So, sure. I asked my...
If the car lights don't work, not getting in.
So, I asked my female students about this. It's an exercise I do in the class where mm-hmm. I draw a line in the middle of the border. It's from Jackson Katz, and I put a male sign on one side and a female. And I start with the guys first and ask them, what have you done this week, this day, this week, or this month to prevent sexual assault? And of course, there's no answers, and sometimes there's some chuckles, and one guy will be like, well, I didn't go to prison, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then I ask the women, and the whole board fills up in 5 seconds. Yep. And it is and even the guys are like, oh my God, it's exactly what you're talking about.
It's an extensive
about.
List.
Yeah, extensive list.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
You know what's funny? You just mentioned that mm-hmm. maybe I should think of something I did just today, and. Because I'm not wired that way,
right.
I don't think about it
right.
in the adverse way.
Yeah.
I went to the grocery store today, and there was an older woman who came out with her cart, and she had a cane, and she was unloading her bags into her trunk of her car. And just being nice, yeah. I said, hey, would you like me to take that cart back in for you? Thinking, she's mm-hmm. got a cane, she doesn't want to walk 50 feet across the lot to put it in one of those little things. And she kind of looked at me for a second, and I'm like, I'll just wait till you're done. I'll take your cart for you. And she, mm-hmm. once, I guess she realized I was sincere. I don't know what.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, okay, that'd be great. Thank
first
you.
First, you have to weigh it out. Like, right, I have a cane.
But I just mm-hmm. thought, I.
Right. Can I take him? Can I get away? Should I run? Should I hit him?
And
what
it's
should
horrible
I
that yeah. I have to, I didn't, I yeah. never thought of that. I'm just little right. gal. I don't think she needs to be pushing a cart
oh,
back across the lot.
I remember
that's
what
lot.
I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So when I asked my students this, and this, I mean, because I've done the exercise a number of times, but this still surprised me about the car thing. Is you're saying, like, did you say you turn on all the lights? Or
I open yeah. all the doors. I have yeah, automatic doors, so I open
so
all the doors.
I had a young lady say, this was just a couple weeks ago, and she said, because I asked the question literally, and I let every single, it takes the entire class period, and we listen to every single female say, and she said, I walk all the way around my car.
Yeah.
And I said,
yep.
And even, I was being nice, but I was like, I've never even thought of that. I said, yeah. why? I said, like,
well,
why do you do that?
Well, the passenger door is unlocked when I get in, so somebody could jump in right there.
Oh, my God. That's what she said. Because, okay, stupid me. I'm like, car's locked. I'm like, and one girl said, well, I look in the back seat. I'm like, but your car's locked. They couldn't get in. And she said, well, they can get in after I unlock it. And I was like,
now,
here I am, male.
I don't know if your van has the option. The Explorer does. You can set it so that when you unlock it, it only unlocks the driver door.
No, mine's really base model. And I have a lock that doesn't work, so I actually found a dude in my car one time.
Oh.
Yeah, it was funny because he was drunk, but...
Do you want to hear something sad? No,
like I have mine set so that if I hit it one time, the driver door only unlocks. If I hit it twice, it unlocks all doors.
That might be true. Mm-hmm.
Just so that
we heard, you know, things. I carry these key. There's that key ring that has the spikes mm-hmm. on it, so we heard all that.
Oh,
do you want to hear something really... This was sad.
It's easy to do.
Yep.
They just walk with it between fingers. They make one though. It looks like cat's ears. But you can do it with your regular keys.
That'll hurt like a motherfucker when I punch you in the face.
Who's very shy, sat in the last row, didn't say much, and she raised her hand so she felt safe, and she said, and the whole room was just silent. She said, "I don't go out at night anymore." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "What?" And she said, "No." And of course, she didn't say. I'm thinking, okay, something happened to her, right?
Oh, yeah.
And she said, "I don't go out at night. If it's night, I don't go out." Just think about that for a second.
Yeah.
You're an adult person, woman, in 2018, and you no longer go out at night.
Yeah.
Did she mean she does not go out alone? Or like
she said, that's you're right on the money. She said, "I have a boyfriend, and I will go out at night. I will go with my boyfriend."
Sure.
That's you're right on the money.
Okay.
But she said, if not with my boyfriend, I do not go out alone. If the sun is down, I stay home.
I don't check the mail. I don't go to the grocery store.
Nothing. Think about
seems
that.
Legit.
Yeah, that's
horrible, right?
I do. All the time.
But it's a really tough time for guys right now.
But you go out at night.
Yeah. White guys are having a really rough time.
No, isn't that? It's really hard for them.
I just sent you the song.
It's really hard.
It really, it was pretty remarkable.
But you know, what's sad is I hear it all the time. Because, my bar's full of white guys all the time.
Right, right.
And they're like, "Oh, so bad." And
I didn't hold the door for you.
Oh, I just got Me Too'd. Yeah. I just got Me Too'd. He grabbed my ass. I don't want to punch these motherfuckers in the face. The day after the Kavanaugh hearings, it was awfully disturbing to go to work.
It still
is. Because we were, full capacity. Mm-hmm. We were full going. And I looked around and I went, "I'm the only woman here." Mm-hmm. Literally the only woman here. Mm-hmm. All of these men, I'm the only woman here.
Yeah,
sure. Mm-hmm.
If this were to turn out, granted, it's a gay bar.
Yeah.
But, not likely to turn out. But if it did,
but
nothing it could, I could
but
do.
There's straight guys that
nothing
go there.
Nothing I
sure.
could do.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know.
And the reason I ask is because I throw it out as an option all the time. Because I don't really want to drive. And it came up. I'm like, let's get it. And there was some, what I wasn't sure if it was passive aggressive. I don't want to do that, but I don't know how to tell you that I don't want, I don't want to get in someone else's car to go somewhere. Like, I don't want to do that. But no one said it out loud.
Okay.
But it kept coming up as
So then wait, what? Okay, so then what's the option?
You drive everywhere and you
say something. No. If you're already somewhere... How is this being presented? Are you already out?
You don't take the first step and go somewhere without the car.
But your sister said that. She won't get in the car. Remember we said you'll take when she was staying with you, and we said you'll take an Uber, and she said, "I don't know the driver."
But she also wouldn't get in a taxi cab. So I just assumed that was part of that small town thing of it's not, when it's my sister, it's part of a culture of if you called a taxi cab in Niagara Falls to go from point A to part B, you have no friends, no family, you're at the loneliest part of your life, you're going to be at an AA meeting tomorrow. Things have gone wrong in that small town for you to call a cab. That's what it said about it just makes I'm just so urbane. I go and call taxis. But I don't know if that's real. But that's the culture there. But the other thing is there that built-in fear? But then there's people that I think of as you do all the modern things. Why would you...
But imagine if your Uber driver did decide to go off the rails. What are you going to do before it's too late?
Nothing. You're in the car. Yeah. You're
literally
in a moving
nothing.
Vehicle... With
you
a belt
know,
strapped in.
I wonder if
if
you could request a female driver.
911. I mean,
I mean, and that's what
you could, and hope that they get to you,
and hope that's that. I agree with you,
but again,
I'm just saying.
And
there
again,
are a couple
so we're,
things.
But we're in that same phase of why do I get to be fucked up and not know where I am? Although they could still mug me or rob me or do whatever they want to me because a gay guy just got into their country loving Midwest cab.
Right.
But you're in that point of. Do you know where you are? So you dial 911.
Right.
Do you know where you are? Is it well lit enough? Can you see the street signs?
Well, please. There are times where the past that I left the cash.
Yeah.
And I had no idea who I even was.
Right.
And
I told you repeatedly. You just wouldn't
know. I know. I was not going to believe you. But I mean, honestly, would I have any idea where someone was driving?
And a situation with less cabs is where my other sister lives on this island that doesn't have sidewalks or street lights. So you can't at night. There's no lights. So they'd make one left turn, and you're like, I can't see.
I don't know
the road sign
because
it's not lit up, and it's country. It's an island that's basically rural.
Okay.
You know, they pretend they live in, I guess it's a city, but it's an island. Like, there's nothing there but deer. Like, they have to, like, cull the herd. There's so many deer on this island. So somebody makes one turn down a dark street. So
it's all over with.
And it just came to my attention. Like, when it comes to, like, the small town that I'm from, I have a different attitude towards what they're doing because, I mean, I can't even tell you what they would think about their lives if they had to call a cab somewhere.
Sure.
Like, any member of my family that called a cab would instantly go to a meeting and find out why they're at this low point.
Right.
Why do I have no friends?
Okay.
Because it's such a small town.
Why wouldn't you just call someone?
Right. The woman two feet down from you at the mall went to school with your mom's sister's aunt's cousin. Like, you know her entire family. Mm-hmm. And if you said, can you take me to my house? You know,
it's 2
I live
o'clock
on
in the morning. You call someone and say, I'm so sorry to wake you.
I'm so sorry to wake you, but can you? And they still have landlines and answer their phone, waiting for that phone.
And would come and get you.
So I don't.
And they're like, could you please hold a minute?
So I can't put that mentality on top of a fear of the unknown when their fear of the unknown is just calling the cab. Right. It's not that it's a stranger. It's like, what happened? Where are all my friends? Right. Where is the family?
It's going to go to a
where's
whole
the lady
other
that lives
place.
Down the street that has absolutely nothing to do but answer her phone and look out the window at us? So it just having it come up a couple times of a little bit of passive aggressive that I'm like, am I supposed to be noticing that?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Am I supposed to be paying attention to this dynamic
but,
and I'm
but
being
on the flip side, you can't be paralyzed by that fear of what might happen
that's
either.
A good point.
You have to live your life with enough caution and enough awareness. You know what I mean? Like, I don't
vigilance.
I don't have a fear of taking an Uber, but when I do call a ride share, I sit in the passenger back seat.
Yep.
I sit in
me too.
You know what I mean? Like, one of the harder places to get to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
Like, I'm farther away from you and I can hopefully try and get out unless the child locked, but you know what I mean? Like, I feel
phone.
Like you're not going to be reaching over when I'm in the passenger seat.
Yep.
I would never sit in the passenger seat.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
I mean, unless there's a group of
three,
us.
Right.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, that's just my point. And we were just in Vegas, and I felt very empowered to support the taxi drivers of Las Vegas because I feel they got screwed on the Strip.
Sure.
What they were doing outside of the Strip, I don't know.
But
I made a big point when we were in Vegas of, let's support cab drivers. They paid for these medallions.
Mm-hmm.
They've been background checked. They have a license, and their name is posted. We have their name, their information. If something goes south, take that picture, hit send.
I would like to see research on, that's the geek in me, on the prevalence of issues that, you know, we've heard about the rapes of Uber had to address the whole rapes. I would like to know what's the statistical
outcomes. But it's the same thing with cops.
Like, how safe is it?
If you're alone at night on a road and someone pulls you over.
Believe me.
Yeah.
That's you call 911. The minute that siren goes off behind you, you call 911 and say there's something, someone behind you.
Before I left for work today, there was a story about an officer that was sexually assaulting.
That's right.
Female, when he pulled them over. And then one of their favorite tactics is going to, this was in another city, but going to the night, every city, big city has a nightclub district,
right? Yeah. Sure.
So then you get the drunk girls coming out. Mm-hmm. You pull them over when they pull out, and then you rape them. And they're not. Who are they going to tell?
Who are they going to tell?
I was drunk, and the cop raped me. People don't believe that.
Right.
It's really sick. That's like a bigger
thing
than you might realize that's happening.
Or do you call
911
and get arrested for DUI? Yeah. Or like,
what's exactly. The, no, that's exactly right. So that's a thing that's happening more than people realize.
Right.
Probably more than the Uber driver,
so
I would argue.
That was,
but.
I thought, very interesting.
Anyway,
interesting
I would like
conversation,
to know.
But.
I bet when
I agree.
You realize
it's a Maryland, the Maryland officer charged with raping a woman.
Yeah, Maryland.
I'm just saying. You said it's a thing that people don't realize is happening. I said, I bet women realize that it's happening.
Oh no, I would agree with that. Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
That's a thing
no,
that
I'm
men don't realize.
I don't. Yeah, the general public of men is not realizing.
Not at all.
No.
Nope.
And I would argue if you bring it up, they'll push back. Because something I'll share about you.
Well,
because
then it's not all men. Not all guys.
From my class,
the
disturbing
the good guys.
Headache that ongoing headache that I've had since the Kavanaugh day is the subtle push. There in the professor student dynamic. There's a little bit of like they're scared, but they feel
there should be.
They feel implicated, and there's been some push. There's been some, but. And I finally had to tell them, we're not saying that anymore.
Yeah.
So when I told you that false reporting of sexual assault is between 2% and whatever, don't say,
but.
Just don't. Yeah. And I said that the other day. I said, Don't even say it. You, by the way, just so you, for some perspective, you're 83,000 times more likely to be hit by a comet than to be falsely accused of sexual assault.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's irrelevant. It's not an issue.
Sure.
It's not important. It's nothing that needs to be talked about.
Yeah.
Believing victims is what does need to be talked about.
Oh, I totally agree. Totally agree.
Well, there you go.
There it is. 301 is in the books.
We really end on a high note, don't we?
I like it.
Sometimes that happened last week,
sometimes
too.
Sometimes it's better than others.
I thought that was a great question. It's a great question. Insightful, I say.
So what? The Fendi shawl.
The Fendi shawl.
Laura.
Oh my God.
Laura says, isn't there a laser for that now?
Or at least a wax?
To help you get more shorn. Yes.
You could also bedazzle
more
it.
More shorn.
You could bedazzle it.
A bedazzled
it. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Shawl.
Yeah.
I told everyone that you said you wanted two.
Yes.
Well, thanks everybody in the chat room for hanging with us on this special edition of our show.
Thank you very much.
Oh my gosh. Well, as we wrap up tonight's show, let's leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday!
It's enough for today. Spicy's gonna go bye-bye right now. I need a big boy nap.